So joining us in the studio right now, we got Michael Grieco, who's a state representative for District 113. And Michael, thank you for joining us in studio. Much appreciated.
I promised I'd be here.
Yeah, so you were you sent out the bat signal on social media and saying that if you got voted in, and congratulations for getting voted in.
Thank you.
That you'd be an advocate for Dwayne Wade Boulevard. How did you come about hearing it? Did you hear it on our show? Did you hear it via social media? How did you hear about the movement?
Well, I go back with Romberg a long time.
Yeah.
So, you know, back at school actually.
You went to the U?
Yeah, I went to the U for law school. So I was there.
Oh, there you go.
I was there when Romberg had just started.
Nice.
So he and I have been friends for years. So I follow him. I saw it pop up, and I told you during the campaign. I was like, if I'll come full circle, and I got sworn in 2 weeks ago.
That's awesome.
And I'm here now.
What has office been like? Has it been everything you imagined it would be?
Well, yeah, we just got back from Tallahassee for trip number one. Was good stuff. So we're getting ready to get back to work. I go back up next week.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right. So for this type of thing, like, I've kind of gone back and forth, and I'm not used to dealing with politics and the whole moon, but I know there's a lot that goes into it. From your standpoint, what do you see as the best way to make this happen? How can we rename Biscayne Boulevard in front of the American Airlines Arena to Dwayne Wade Boulevard?
Well, I know that the mayor of Miami's on board. I was with him this morning.
Nice.
Topic of conversation.
Awesome.
We're at some hoity-toity Art Basel thing, and all we wanted to talk about was this.
Nice.
So it was good. So Francis Suarez is committed, and he told me I have permission to tell you guys that he's on board.
Excellent.
So we'll get a resolution from the city of Miami, but the decision's at the state level, which is on me and the Florida Department of Transportation. So day one after I got sworn in, I was already meeting with the Florida Department of Transportation, not on this issue, but
I'm making inroads.
Already, you know, greasing the wheels a little bit.
I like that.
So we feel good about it. Even if it's a co-naming, maybe we'll do, one block for every ring he won.
I like it. I like it. That's pretty fantastic.
Nice little twist to it.
I'm a little offended by telling you that I was a suit, and you know, I heard this on the first time you guys were on. So I do want to point out.
Oh man!
Rocking my Dwayne Wade stuff.
That's nice. Fantastic.
That is amazing.
Those are top notch.
You are a man of the people.
That's heat culture right there. I like that. Yeah, these things are always fun. Like, when I know you got to deal with a lot of serious stuff that comes aboard, and people wanting stuff fixed all the time. But something like this, like when you want to broach getting something like this named after a guy like Dwayne Wade, who means a lot to this city, he's done he's brought a lot of feel good and done a lot of great community work for the city of Miami. So when you do hear ideas like this kind of kicked about with you and the mayor, is it something that you feel like is going to be something hard to get done, or do you feel like this is something you feel good can get done?
No, I think we can make it happen. The Speaker of the House, who is the El Jefe of the House of Representatives, he's a Dade County guy. Francis Suarez and I, we're both, you know, young guys, athletes. So this is something that we wanted to get involved with. We think we can make it happen. It's a nonpartisan issue. It's fun.
That's what I'm saying.
It's kind of good for everybody. So go ahead.
Is the arena in your district?
Yeah. It is.
Excellent.
Yeah, that is why I jumped on it when I was tweeting with Tobin over the summer.
That's pretty. That's pretty fantastic. So, like, when this all came about, like, did this come? You said that you wanted to do this if you got elected. Is it something that actually popped in mind? Because I'm sure you have a lot of things that are going to be on your plate.
It was on the list. It's on the list.
Wow, I have a lot of things that I was going to fulfill on this campaign. Dwayne Wade Boulevard has to be one of them.
Got to fulfill promises. If you're going to make a promise, you got to follow through. But yeah, this was one that I had tweeted out, and a few people saw it. So, you know, I can't go back on it, nor would I want to.
All right, so
I think this is good stuff.
All right, so what is the next step? You say a resolution goes on to say, like, can you give us a timeline of when that may go down to when we can get maybe.
He's trying to get it done for next Tuesday.
Maybe back when they're back.
Listen,
by the West.
I don't think I can get it for you for Hanukkah. Mm. I don't think it's coming through in 2018. But yeah, listen, I think we can pull it off if there needs to be action at the state level on the legislative side. I think we can make it happen. It's not something we're going to get pushback on. It's just about, you know, making sure nobody administratively just tries to jam us up. And
I just want to make sure there's somebody coming back and be like, all right, well, if you rename this Dwayne Wade Boulevard, I want this renamed after me. Like, I don't know how this works with these kind of favors. Like, these people are like, all right, I'll remember this. I'll allow Dwayne Wade Boulevard. One day I'm going to come to you, Michael, and I'm going to ask for a favor.
No, we'll see. I think Dwayne's done a lot for us as a community. He's like you said, in the first few minutes of the show, you were talking about Dan Marino and Don Shula and Dwayne Wade's right up there with them.
Absolutely.
And you know, rings aside, it's he came back to us.
Yeah.
And he's somebody that's been a leader in the community, even outside of sports, and a philanthropist, and somebody who believes in this community, and you know, be a great testament to him and his career, as well as something fun for the kids. My 9-year-old's got his Dwayne Wade jersey. He'd love nothing better than to be there that day.
Yeah, and one of the things that I've always just thought with this one in particular, when I came up with the idea of doing it, like, it's not that, you know, crazy of a concept. Oh, let's rename a road after Dwayne Wade. Like, oh, he's one of the best athletes of all time. What an original idea. But the reason I want it done now is because I feel like a lot of the times when those things are done, way after they're retired. Like, I think it would be pretty awesome if it would be in his final year, just to put a nice bow on it. Like, obviously the Heat are going to do awesome stuff. You see the league, they're exchanging jerseys night in and night out. But it would be kind of cool to have this city slash, you know, basically this side of the state for him that is, you know, harken back to a ton of memories that he's given it. That would be that nice little send off that the city could give to him and that he could cherish. I don't know if it's something that maybe he thought would happen that quickly, but man, it would be pretty spectacular if this could be almost the city send off for him.
Listen, if there's a way to do it, let's get it done. Like I told you over the summer, if I can make it happen, I'm going
to
make it happen.
Do we have to rope in any other representatives, like Representative Joseph?
Yeah, do I got to shake
Bush?
Any hands?
Like, listen, I'm going to put a coalition together.
Okay.
We have something called the Dade Delegation, every state senator and every state representative in Dade County. And if I can get them all to sign off on it, I will. And I'm going to try to get the commitment of all of the commissioners in the city of Miami, as well as the mayor. Maybe I'll even get some of the Miami Beach folks involved.
Pretty awesome. Michael Grieco's joining us in studio right now. So what is the rest of the day like? I mean, this has got to be the best part of the day where you're talking about renaming a street. You gotta kiss a lot of babies and shake hands today. What's the deal?
Today, yeah. I still got a day job, but I'm skipping that today for the most part.
Nice.
The rest of the day, let's see. We've got a Hanukkah thing at 5.
There you go.
I've got something political at 7. We're interviewing another staff member at 3. And we got to go back and do some Art Basel stuff. So it's a little.
The Art Basel.
Oh, yeah. I got a little bit of that going on. Oh, I came straight from there to here. So.
Yeah. Art Basel is so hoity toity.
It is.
It is.
You got me in a suit. I wouldn't be in the suit.
I guess it's. The Art Basel, though, it's big. It's big. The international people love the Art Basel. They come in from everywhere.
Listen, it's great. It is for Miami Beach. It's the Super Bowl for them, even though we got the Super Bowl coming in a few years.
Yeah.
It's a big deal, and it's something that's been going on for 17 years, and something we're really proud of. I was a commissioner on the beach previously,
nice.
so I was, you know, my colleagues were a big part of that.
Do you have a particular favorite Dwayne Wade moment that sticks out for you? Is it a championship? Is it overtime?
No, for me, for me, it's every time he's on the ground. You know,
every time he just dives in. Did you see that he almost took out Barkov the other day?
Yep.
In the front row, and we're like, oh, man, that's pretty awesome. Dwayne Wade landed in row 5. We didn't realize that he almost took out the star of the Panthers when that all was going down.
Yeah, but the star of the Panthers, you know, he lives and works at Broward, so who cares?
I don't know where he is. Does he live in Broward?
Sure.
Well, yeah,
as far as I know.
He's Barkov.
Yeah, so do you.
Yeah, man. Barky.
I'm 305 till I die.
Well, Mike, we appreciate you stopping in.
My pleasure. I'm glad you reached back out. This is great.
Thank you for being a part of this, and we appreciate the support on this, and we're looking forward to it, man. Keep us posted.
I will.
We'll keep the movement strong. We know a lot of people want it. Is there any way people can go out there and follow you?
Twitter, Instagram. I'm not your grandma's elected official. So if you live in Little Havana, downtown Miami, Miami Beach, and North Bay Village, you're one of us. And it's either at Mike Grieco on Twitter or on Instagram.
Awesome. Michael Grieco, thank you for stopping by, man.
Thanks for having me.
We'll be back right after this.
Yeah, guys.